I'm excited. Enough is enough. I won't be a statistic, Tanya Garnett. And I just am excited about how my journey can be a bridge to another person's success in getting to their next level. If they have gone through some of the traumas and the experiences that I've gone through, I mean, what's the point of going through those things? If I can't help other people, what's the point, is what I said to myself. And, you know, for me, you know, having gone through things like childhood trauma, faith confusion, a lot of different things where there were destructive cycles in my life. I struggled with addiction that spiraled out of control. And all of these things wrapped up together, they culminated in incarceration. And I actually went through 30 years of where I had all these hills and valleys. I had successes in my life, and I had these failure, these events of failure that I started being incarcerated for short periods of time, a few days here, 10 days there, a few months there, and never tied it all together, that it was tied to trauma and it was tied to addiction.
Interesting. That you can now look back in putting that all together. And I'm sure as you wrote this book, you were able to put a lot together. And I'm sure you're still healing from a lot of these things.
I think so, because healing is, it's a journey. It's not an event. It's not something that you snap your fingers and all of a sudden you're there. One of the ways I continue to heal is I'm a peer recovery specialist. I'm interning, gaining my hours so that I can get certified by the board in the state of Virginia. But as I use that peer training to walk alongside other people that have struggled with mental health, that have struggled with addiction, that journey is also self-healing, and writing the book was cathartic. So healing is a process. It's not an event. But I'm excited about where I am. I do not think that people are able to go through life and move forward successfully without other people. And one of the things that I did during my last incarceration, and I said this last time, last doesn't mean, oh, my last incarceration. I'm saying last, as in the final event. During that time, I met a local nonprofit organization, Failsafe Era. And Failsafe Era is the only nonprofit that that is a reentry organization working inside Rappahannock Regional Jail. A small percentage of people get the opportunity to go through their course called Courage to Change. I was part of that small percent. And I was like a sponge at that point, because I'd hit rock bottom. And rock bottom is a place where your mind says to you, there is no other option but to change. Your life has spiraled out of control. You have nothing left. And it, you know, to many people, rock bottom looks like homelessness, or rock bottom looks like, you know, you're in dirty rags and you just have nothing in your life at all. But that's not true. A person can look like success, actually, on the outside.
But inside.
Inside, they're bleeding. Inside, they're suffering. And at some point inside, they hit rock bottom and say, I have no other option to change. And for me, that was going through a period of incarceration. The last period was a total of 11 months, 4 months, and then 6 months. They were broken up by 2 weeks. And I can explain that if we get there, because I do trace that in my book. But what's important is this Courage to Change program inside the jail, because reentry is, I'm so passionate about incarceration is not the answer. And incarceration alone cannot change behavior. And I think we have that wrong in society. And the justice system, they do, honestly, I know so many people that are involved, justice involved on the administration side. I know judges, I know attorneys, I know probation officers, and they do the best with what they have as the whole. And then I know justice involved people that I met while I was incarcerated, that I trace the patterns of, wow, these are women that are, these are mothers, these are sisters, these are daughters that have been through suffering. And we're not prepared in the justice system to deal with that. Mental health inside jails and prisons is dealt with from a containment perspective, not from we treat them as, what did you do?
Yeah.
You know, how'd you get here? What'd you do? But we don't ask the question, why did you do it? And what do you need to heal from it? And because we don't ask that question and provide the resources and the tools necessary to heal from what brought you there in the first place, then when their time is over, we put them back on the street.
And they're going right back, and you've never looked at the why.
And you never looked at the why. And why is society surprised when they reoffend?
Yeah.
We look at recidivism numbers, and I can't quote them, but they're off the chart in this area and in the state of Virginia. And what I do know is Failsafe Era has a 4% recidivism rate. And that recidivism rate is, you know, without programs, I believe it's in the 20s. Like I said, I can't quote it. But what I do know is when you can grab a hold of a program that allows you to identify the underlying traumas, and then once you've done that, go through the process of accountability, then you're moving somewhere.
Yeah.
Then you can, when you walk back out of incarceration, you not only have the tools to succeed, and Failsafe Era has programs outside of the jail as well. I want to mention that because they're the only reentry organization that's holistic. They have support programs for the family, for the one that is incarcerated. They have support programs for the youth because they're working to prevent generations of incarceration. I mention this because I'm so passionate about it. I write about it in my book. What I do write about in my book. So I was a sponge, gained that training. But when I came out, I knew I couldn't do it alone. I created a life board of directors.